Video games have become rife with DEI and some fans aren't buying it. BioWare, developer of the wildly popular Mass Effect and Dragon Age video game series, is at the center of a new battle. Following the failed launch of two costly AAA titles, the Electronic Arts' own studio was banking on a win. Its latest offering is the fourth title in the Dragon Age series. The last was released 10 years ago. Initial reactions to trailers for Dragon Age: The Veilguard were decidedly negative. Longtime fans of the series criticized the softer, stylized art of the new game, comparing it to a Disney-Pixar movie. But after BioWare invited a group of streamers and critics to a private, hands-on demonstration of the game, hope was rekindled. Those who had experienced Veilguard firsthand were generally positive and encouraged fans of the series to wait for the full release. Days before its release, clips of Veilguard were leaked, revealing that the game was rife with transgender ideology and messaging based on diversity, equity, and inclusion precepts. One scene showed a character doing push-ups as penance for forgetting to use they/them pronouns and then lecturing about how a simple apology was not enough for the crime of misgendering. Another scene, in a high fantasy setting with dragons and elves, showed a character revealing to her parents that she identified as non-binary. The game's character customization system does not allow for the creation of curvy female characters, but it does allow players to add mastectomy scars. Laura Kate Dale, queer representation critic and consultant, and author of Gender Euphoria, posted on social media platform X about having worked on the project. Corinne Bush, Veilguard's game director, is also transgender. Bush told co-workers that the goal for the Dragon Age team at BioWare is to use games to create a safe space for the LGBT community. It's such a rare thing for marginalized communities to have representation where we feel proud and powerful in how we are depicted. It's so deeply meaningful for so many, Bush said in a developer interview on BioWare's website. While it is true that previous Dragon Age titles featured LGBT characters, and allowed players to romance same-sex characters in the game, Veilguard's approach seems to have struck a different chord this time. Critics' reviews. While some fans were still scratching their heads at the leaked clips, early critic reviews for Veilguard were mostly positive. The game received a thumbs up from Eurogamer, Game Rant, and Gaming Bible, all of whom awarded it a perfect 100 out of 100. Even Finger Guns, which gave it a lower-end score of 60, called it a solid, albeit unspectacular RPG experience. IGN, notorious for giving scores of 7, gave Veilguard a 9 out of 10. That review was received differently when it was revealed that the critic identifies as transgender. IGN released an alternate, less positive review shortly thereafter. Some critics were more tepid in their response. Games journalist Skillup gave the game a cannot recommend evaluation. He didn't mention the progressive content and instead referred to the game's silly and childish tone and lack of narrative subtlety. This game cannot surface any ideas without just saying them aloud, he said. Every interaction sounds like HR is in the room. Skillup and others also criticized the hollow and repetitive gameplay loop. Zero variety in mission design, he noted. Skillup said he eventually lowered the game's difficulty settings, just so he could rush through it more quickly. The disparity between professional critics' reviews and those by consumers is stark. Metacritic shows that the game's audience score is 3.8 out of 10 for PlayStation users and 2.5 for PC users. Costly business. AAA game development is a risky, expensive business. Games can cost hundreds of millions of dollars and take years to develop. One failure may drive a studio out of business. Official sales numbers for Veilguard have not been released, a common practice unless a game does very well, but speculation abounds. It is unlikely that the real numbers will be known before Electronic Arts' earnings call in February. One way of gauging sales is to look at the number of concurrent players on Steam, the world's largest digital PC video game marketplace. Veilguard reached a maximum of just more than 89,000 players on November 3. By comparison, Farming Simulator 25 peaked at more than 135,000 concurrent players. Veilguard is reported to have sold more than 1 million copies, not a great result for a AAA title that may have cost between $80 million and $200 million to develop. By contrast, Game Science's recent release Black Myth: Wukong sold 18 million copies within its first 2 weeks. And while Veilguard was given positive reviews by gaming media, Wukong's development team was accused of sexism, fat-shaming, and homophobia just ahead of its release. Screen Rant gave the game a 6 out of 10 rating, citing technical issues but also a lack of diversity and inclusion. The game is about the mythical Chinese Monkey King. Likewise, Saber Interactive's Warhammer 40,000: Space Marine 2 sold 2 million copies within 48 hours of its release. Saber Interactive CEO Mark Karch weighed in on the comments section of a YouTube video discussing the game and elaborated on his development philosophy. "I spent some time as chief operating officer at Embracer, and I saw games there that made me want to cry with their overblown attempts at messaging or imposing morals on gamers," Karch wrote. Embracer is the owner of the Tomb Raider game franchise. "We just want to do some glory kills and get the heart rate up a little. For me, that is what games should be about," he wrote. Noticing the agenda. The popular franchise The Last of Us, recently made into an HBO series, was a tale about a young girl, and the grizzled man who protects her, fighting to survive a sort of zombie apocalypse. The sequel, The Last of Us 2, sold well enough, but some fans were confused by the decision to make the main character a lesbian who turns her nose up at bigot sandwiches. Players also panned a lengthy section of the game that requires them to go on a killing spree as Abby, a woman so heavily muscled, fans thought she was transgender. Gamers began to question, who is asking for this content, and why does it keep popping up? A Brazilian player, who goes by the online name Cabrutus Rambo, took note of the recurring pattern of woke and virtue signaling messaging in games and found a common denominator: consulting firms hired to make games less problematic. Those firms include agencies such as Sweet Baby Incorporated, which bills itself as a narrative consultancy. SBI has consulted on some of the most popular game franchises of recent years, including Spider-Man 2, Alan Wake 2, and God of War, Ragnarok. God of War did especially well, raking in handfuls of technical, acting, and story awards, along with 2 Game of the Year wins. It also raised eyebrows when it depicted Angerboda, a character from Norse mythology, as a young black woman. At the 2019 Game Developers Conference, SBI CEO Kim Belair said developers cater almost exclusively to white, cis, hetero males, and that they cater to them like picky babies who want the same food every day. Cabruta strikes back. In response to his discovery that consulting firms were involved, Cabrutus curated a page on Steam called Sweet Baby Incorporated Detected. It contained a list of every game that he could confirm had hired SBI as consultants. During an interview with Twitch streamer Asmongold, Cabrutus said he wanted to draw attention to the fact that video games were being used for political purposes. "Diversity in games isn't a bad thing at all, you know, when it's done properly. The thing is, they politicize stuff," he said. In an email to the Epoch Times, Cabrutus said he tried to play Veilguard for review purposes but was unable to finish, citing the boring combat scenes and cringe dialogue. "When they focus so much on inserting a specific political agenda into the game, it certainly affects its overall quality. The combat will likely be less interesting and the story will probably end up having tons of propaganda," he said. Cabrutus has launched a website called DI Detected that aims to inform gamers before they spend their cash on games filled with such messaging. "If they really want to make a game that talks about progressive ideas, do it in a new franchise and try to grow an audience of their own instead of trying to hijack the audience from another well-established franchise," he said. It is unclear what the future holds for the video game fan base, but the BioWare situation shows that, in part, people vote with their wallets. Several recent AAA games that partnered with SBI, such as Concord, Forspoken, Suicide Squad, and Unknown 9, Awakening, failed miserably on launch. Unknown 9, Awakening reached 285 concurrent players. Concord, which was reported to have cost $400 million to make, cratered so badly that its development studio was shut down. SBI has changed its website, scrubbing its client list from the front page and emphasizing authenticity and sensitivity over diversity and inclusivity. Correction, a previous version of this article mischaracterized the game character known as Abby. The Epic Times regrets the error.